play beach during heavy air attack in the city. Probably some got killed this way, but much property was also saved by people who had learned to push aside fear. When the daylight started, I joined many of my colleagues to get out and look at the damage. I opened naturally first in the area where my office and all the facilities I was responsible for were located. And I guess I had to accept the hard fact that all the bags that were housing my office and whole ground support prototype operation had completely burned down, and with it all the tooling and the materials and the test equipment had been consumed by the plane. The same day order came out to take immediate action for relocation of the operations in the neighboring cities and towns. Within a couple of days, we chose an old factory building in Wolgast, on the mainland, just I think it's facing to the northwestern tip of the island of Iceland. And only about 2 weeks later, when we were in the process to organize things and trying to set up our new machinery and tools and all supplies to start up again our prototype work. Orders were received from Berlin to look for a facility underground. It was felt we couldn't spend any more losses without having a severe impact on our operation. In addition, we were asked to relocate west of the Rhine River as closely as possible to the French Quarter. In the first days of the month of September, Dr. Steinhaus, my boss, and I took off in a Messerschmitt plane to search for appropriate spots. We contacted in the Rhine area the Cottonwood Military District Commanders to obtain some guidance where to look. Where we could find some useful underground facilities. But anything useful was underground was already used for critical military production or physical storage. So I was not too much to look at anymore. What we looked at a number of limestone mining shafts in Alsterloten in the vicinity of Kaiserslautern. the mines were not well suited for our kind of operation. Our assignment was to find underground facilities which would allow to move trucks and other special vehicles in and out. These vehicles had to be equipped to serve for the military units as mobile launch units. And they included a tank, which accommodated all the launch control equipment, to give up for it. So we really didn't consider this facility as very practical for the required purpose. And another point of concern was also the fact that the site was situated in one of the rather poor mining areas with almost no possibility for accommodation for the anticipated workforce. So we had to consider to put up barracks, and this would have been quite time consuming. So we were then advised to, by the district commander, to look at a number of unused railroad tunnels in the R Valley, north of the Eifel Mountain range. From a location and personnel accommodation viewpoint, this looks much more attractive. Actually, it's a very beautiful valley, and we just felt it was a good place. We looked at about four different tunnels. We selected two situated adjacent to each other in the close vicinity of a small railroad station with the name Marine Town, just a few miles west of the well-known spa of Bad Neuenahr. From there we could move easily our vehicles and supplies to the tunnels over relatively good access roads. The tunnels at this time were used by Spaniards to grow mushrooms in the larger of the two tunnels. The tunnel, I think, was approximately 1 mile long. The very moist and uniform, but at this warm temperature, provided the ideal climate for mushrooms. So we didn't have very fancy arrangement in there. You used only a very few electrical lights to illuminate very, very barely the tunnel. In spite of the problems we foresaw in sealing the tunnel against the penetrating water, which dripped continuously from the ceiling and the walls, we decided that the keys for a tunnel offer the best solution for this type of operation. One spur would be left open for the movement of the vehicles. The other side would accommodate the necessary areas for the the stops and the all the preparations for the installation, and the testing, the checkout, and inspection operation. The second tunnel was somewhat shorter and was used to serve as, or was selected to serve as a supply storage area. The tunnels were separated just by several hundred yards, and the area in between offered enough room for bags which could house some of our civilian and military personnel, and also could serve as temporary offices. A close by winemaker school was just ideal to serve as headquarters and as the main administration building.